Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shal Bayis Shir number 494. So it's clear that at least in theoretically and ideally, and the goal is to try to get there, is that for a woman to enjoy and look forward to marital relations. But in theory and in real life, it sometimes differs. There are many instances where a woman gets married and then finds she has little interest in Mitzvahs Aina or no interest in Mitzvahs Aina. And there are other sources that seem to feel that women get very excited about Aina. And people who are listening to the Shiurim, or as the author of Matayvu Eilach, Rav Aaron Cohen, says, who read the book, and they worry in a way because they're looking and saying, they're hearing that women should be naturally excited about Aina, and it doesn't resonate with the one reading the book or listening to the Shiurim, that I don't get excited at all. I shouldn't think that there's anything fundamentally wrong with them. That's very, very important to understand that. In most cases, that desire is deep within, and it's hidden for whatever reason or the other. And often it's a direct result of her education on the topic. Very sad, and he brings three main reasons why couples, it could be husbands also in certain cultures, where they also have a negative view on Mitzvahs Aina, and women who also don't have the desire or no interest and are even pulled away from that mitzvah in their mindset. And there are three main views as to why that happens that could damage woman's mindset pertaining to the mitzvah Aina. Reason number one, he says, is that a woman may have misunderstood the mitzvah Aina is somehow a contradiction to tznius, a contradiction to Yiddishkeit. As a frum woman, it's almost impossible to bring herself to relax and to enjoy it. That there's something animalistic in wanting to feel that type of sexual pleasure and to let go and to allow this enjoyment to take place. We're told so much about this tzniyas, the opposite way of removing yourself from this sexual lower aspects, quote unquote, I'm putting in quotes, lower aspects of a human being, and to cover things up, and to that Kedusha is always with the elevation of heightening the spiritual and diminishing the physical. And here you are in marriage with your husband, where you're basically, it's a switch, 180 degrees return. Take off your clothes, be sexual, be part of the process, be active and enjoy it. And do everything you can to increase his desire, your desire. And for many, many women, this is a complete turnaround. And it's very hard for many women to register this in their minds. And even if they're somehow convinced that it's, yes, it's to have children, pruvu, and it's a mitzvah to make the husband happy, whatever other unusual hashkafas that are thrown in there, but it's never looked at as an ideal thing in their mind. And that's a very strong reason as to why many, many women, their feelings, their sexual feelings towards their husband will always be shut down and never accessed because of this notion that it contradicts tznius and it contradicts Yiddishkeit. That's one major factor as to why many women may not feel any enjoyment or not look forward to marital relations. And this hashkafa needs to be undone and re-educated and retooled, and to be aware that this that till now was negative now is an extreme positive. Again, an outwardly motion in many physical acts of the physical intimacy, there's no difference in many ways between a prostitution type adultery and what a husband and wife does. That both, again, the Shairish is Kadosh, Kuf Dalet Shin, Kadesha means a prostitute, Kedusha is the opposite, and the fine line, because, again, they're both very sexual, pleasure-oriented, But one is an aveira and a negative thing, and one is a mitzvah that brings you to the height of your self-actualization. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is she may have heard before marriage that only men enjoy the act of relations. Women don't enjoy it at all. First of all, this is incorrect, opposite of many sources. But many women believe that. And they hear that for men it could be a pleasurable experience, but for women there is pain involved, there's negativity involved. So psychologically, to change that view and attitude will take time and patience and education. And number three is even worse, is that she gathered from her Kala lessons that the main primary purpose for the Mrs. Aina is the obligation to save the husband from committing an Aveira. That is an inaccurate view. It's incidental. There's a true incidental aspect of it, like a side benefit type of thing, that it may have some validity there. In other words, if a husband and wife have a deep, deep relationship and they have a healthy sexual connection, then yes, that will certainly help the man not want to look anywhere else when he's satisfied at home. That is a truth. But for to tell a woman that your job, your primary job in being involved in marital intimacy, is to keep your husband from straying, and that is what they're told as a main point of Aina, that is inaccurate. That is destructive. The main point of Aina is connectivity and love and affection going on both sides to fill up the emotional need of both husband and especially wife. The Dairais again is the husband to the wife. That's the goal of Aina. This holding back from Averis, even though the Gemara has sources for that, right? Rav Chiya had a difficult wife. And despite having a very difficult wife, he gave her gifts. And she says it's enough that she raises her children. That's a good point. And the other one is that she saves me from sin. And save me from sin means saving me from sexual sins because I'm with her. And the famous wife of Abba Chilki that dressed nicely to her so he shouldn't look at anyone else. So it's not that that reason doesn't exist. It's there, but it's an incidental reason. It's a side benefit reason. It's not the tafkid of Aina. That's not the reason a wife does not have relations with her husband because to save him from sin and should not be the husband's mindset anyway. The husband's mindset should be, I have to save myself from sin, to watch my eyes and be responsible. But when Aina is done the right way, with the right connectivity, it is indeed a very positive side benefit that he is happy with his wife, has no need to look elsewhere. The nisayon is much, much less. When the bedroom life is going well for both husband and wife, there's much less tests in have either one of them straying sexually when the bedroom life is vibrant and healthy. That is true. But again, to say that that's the root of Mitzvah's Aina and being told in by Kala classes and emphasized, you have to engage in relations so that your man should stay straight and not stray as a main point is a terrible thing to do. That is a side factor in the purpose of Aina. It has nothing to do with the core and shayrish of Aina, which is the connectivity and the relationship emotionally, physically, spiritually. And all of these problems that we just described, if it's educated the right way, if the right education is there, and the right hadracha is there, and then again, I think 5 months, 6 months after marriage, to go back and have classes again to reinforce the right ideas, now that they already experienced the physical relationship, to make it better. And again, sometimes change won't happen overnight. Sometimes her feelings and attitudes will need to be sorted out by a mentor. But ultimately, the goal is that mitzvahs oinah should be framed and directed as an extreme positive factor for both a husband and a wife. Sometimes there's a physical issue of hormonal issues. It gets addressed, sometimes emotional issues, but it needs to be worked through. Sometimes it happens because a couple has not yet formed an emotional bond yet. They're working through it. They're not yet close. And in that time, where as a chasen and kala, or in the sheva brachas period, in the first 3 months, they're acclimating to each other. They're not yet bonded. And then it makes sense also that the woman, the wife, will not be interested in having relations with her husband. And rectifying that will take some time, maybe going on vacations, learning to develop, to have a deep mutual connection, till they reach a point of emotional unity, which will usually result in both of them enjoying the physical unity of it. There's some times where, again, women experience physical pain, physical discomfort from the relations. And for that, it needs to be treated either medically or by a sex therapist, an intimacy expert, to deal with the pain, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain. Sometimes there were past experience that left painful scars, and making the physical connection is very difficult to enjoy, either prior abuse, sexual abuse, or other types of abuses. Even studies have shown, even non-sexual, either physical abuses, being hit by, for example, father hitting the daughter often, even the mother slapping a daughter around, chas v'shalom, or verbal abuse, could create a scenario in that daughter's personality to close up and lock up and not allow herself to enjoy physical intimacy with her husband later when she gets married. And she has to go through those painful scars and heal from them in order to make a healthy physical connection with their husbands. Also, another issue is people have learned these days to suppress certain natural emotions. In our climate, we have a certain cynicism about emotional aspects. We have our ironic, sarcastic view of life that makes fun of this honest expression of emotion. Very hard for people to sort out how they really feel. If a woman is not self-aware and she ignores her inner feelings, she'll shut down and she won't enjoy feelings of sexuality and intimacy with her husband. She doesn't realize she has it even. And there, indeed, therapy and mentoring is certainly required. These things don't have to be the norm. Generally speaking, a woman will indeed desire marital relations when they have good shalom bayis and they have a healthy connection. The husband needs to learn the right approach in interacting with his wife. He needs to develop the ability to take things slowly, patience, take time talking, allow the physical preparation. And husband does that part, it'll make it much easier for his wife to enjoy Mitzvahs Oinah. The nekuda of all of this is, it all succeeds. Oinah succeeds if there's teamwork. What is teamwork? Husband and wife equally hold responsibility. Don't look at the fact that the chiyuv is more on the husband, or in hashkafically, it's really more on the wife. However you want to go back and forth with oinah, don't look at it that way. Look at it that it is a mutual teamwork, that this Mrs. Aina should work in its ideal way for your own benefit, for your own feelings of love and acceptance and healing. Baruch Hashem, the awareness got better in this generation. I know it's difficult to discuss these sensitive topics, especially pertaining to themselves, but it is such an extreme important mitzvah that's neglected, that any time there's a difficulty with it, it is very important that it needs to be addressed and help needs to be sought out for whatever problems that come along in this area in life. So again, what is private could be extremely important, and this is one of those things. Mitzvahs Oinah. And if it's taken very seriously by both husband and wife, to make it a priority in life, not a hyper-focus, but a very strong priority in life. And that is mesuder, and that is worked through. It is transformative, both for the personal lives of each one, husband and wife respectively, but also as a dynamic, as a couple. Everything changes. Healing comes in. Joy comes in. Acceptance comes in. And a lot of natural capabilities that are within a husband and wife can be actualized. And a lot of it is the acceptance and the love received and given during the mitzvah's ayna. Bracha v'atzlacha.